Welcome to the iLEAP's Early Careers podcast, where we explore scientific research related to the biosphere and the atmosphere, and share the personal experiences of our early careers scientists as they navigate their way through academia.
Hi, my name is Tichomir, and I am an iLEAP's Early Career Committee representative for Europe. Today's podcast forms part of a series in which we chat with people from a range of roles within and outside of academia, and who are both in and from the region of Europe.
Today on the podcast, we have Antonio Randazzo, who is a PhD student at the Fluid Geochemistry Research Group at the University of Florence in Italy. Hello, Antonio, and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you. Hello to everyone.
Yeah, you're most welcome. I was wondering, what inspired you to get into science in the first place?
So, basically, I've always been a pragmatic person who has been curious about the nature. Especially, I've always been fascinated by the shape of the inorganic world, from mountains, rivers, seas, to the smallest ones, such as stones and minerals. I've questioned how those inanimate things could be created and developed, and how they could change and mutate over time. I mean, the life cycle of an animal or a plant may be directly monitored and studied. We investigate the geological events which take thousands and million years. We may just use imagination. So, science is basically that, compose a puzzle having just few pieces.
Yeah, I can really see how that's interesting factor, like an interesting point of science is like to monitor like the but like abiotic factors to study more about living nature, yeah. And in general, right? Yeah, thank you so much for this answer. I was wondering, can you tell a little bit more specifically what you do now during your PhD and maybe what you did in your master's before?
I got my master's degree defending a thesis about the evaluation of diffuse gas emissions from municipal solid waste landfills. In particular, it aimed to investigate the role of landfill covered soils on the attenuation of volatile organic compounds emissions to the atmosphere. So currently, during my PhD, I'm studying the biochemical processes that affect the chemical composition of gases with special regards of the organic components. These studies is performed in soils located in areas affected by large gas diffuse seepage, such as volcanoes, landfills, or particular geological settings. The final aim is to assess how these soils attenuate the emissions of geogenic gases and landfill gases to the atmosphere. So, finally, I hope these results will be used for developing sustainable and ecological biofilter for reducing the emissions of pollutant compounds from landfills or industrial chimneys.
Yeah, that's very interesting. A very nice perspective, I think, to that, and also that you're studying like volcanic soils. That's interesting. So interesting. But I was wondering how about your career progression. I mean, how did you get to where you are today? What's your story so far?
I got both bachelor's and master's degrees at the Department of Earth Science at the University of Florence. During my master, I did an internship in Spain, supported by the Erasmus Plus program at the ITER Institute, that is the Instituto tecnológico y de energía renovables in Tenerife, where I figure out what scientific research means. Then, after receiving my master's degree, I worked in an analytical laboratory. In this time, I applied for a PhD position at the same university, at the University of Florence. And when I got it, I resigned the job, despite it was getting permanent. Of course, taking my risk. Currently, I'm at the third year of my PhD, and right now I'm at the University of Copenhagen undertaking research abroad.
That's very interesting. Yeah, wow. Yeah, so now that you're a PhD student, I'm sure there are like many, and during your third year of PhD, I'm sure you have encountered many challenges. Encountered some challenges during your PhD studies. So, what were some of the difficulties during your PhD studies, and how did you overcome these challenges?
Actually, it's really exciting for me to be a PhD student and be part in a small way of the scientific community. So difficulties normally have been converted in challenges. However, I think that the biggest difficulty is to press myself to make more and more and more. Because if you don't, you won't grow. To do that, I've been trying to plan as much as possible each activity and task in order to balance my scientific and private life. However, many times PhD activities prevailed over my private life. So normally I took one day off to schedule more effectively all the Another challenge, sure, was the English language. So I'm spending a lot of time for improving my command of English by myself. That are taking many efforts. However, I feel they are bearing fruits.
Yeah, I think your English is great, Antonio. Yeah, it is really. I can understand everything you're saying, and I'm sure everyone can. So it is great. It's great to I was wondering, can you share some of the cool things, something really really great that happened during your PhD studies so far?
I think that the best cool thing that could be happen to any young researcher is to be listening to senior researchers having a long experience in science. I had several chances to collaborate with many research institutes and experience the researcher especially on my ideas or suggestions. It is really exciting to see your ideas developed and discussed by other people. The gratification was when I met the head of an important Italian institute to discuss a research project. But I was really glad for sharing him my ideas.
Yeah. That's such an exciting thing, right? About science, that we can work with some people who are like so much more, so much more experienced. But finally, do you have any general advice for the people who are currently doing or considering to be a PhD student?
Well, I have. So the life of a PhD student is not easy. scientific community could be competitive and you have to work hard to reach your aims. Moreover, several mistakes could occur and they could be frustrating. The advice that I have for the people who want to be a PhD student are to work hard, to stress the closest experienced research, and to have a balanced life to take care of themselves. Finally, I recommend to be part of a research group that believe you, that help you and continuously teach you in order to make you grow as person and as scientific researcher. Well, PhD is not the goal, but the starting point.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. These are some really great advice. Thank you, Antonio.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you very much for coming today for the podcast. Yeah, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye to everyone.
So that concludes today's podcast. Thanks for listening. And just to say, if you want to learn more about iLeaps, please go to our website, iLeaps.org, where you'll find a link to our early careers website, where you can follow us on Twitter at iLeaps_ECSN or our Facebook page. Thanks.